Welcome to the Natalie Parker Studio podcast, the podcast for women artists who are ready to pursue their creative dreams so that they can thrive both in life and in business. I'm your host, Natalie Parker, artist and mentor to women creatives around the globe. In this podcast, I'll share with you the strategies, principles, and mindset that you need to build a purposeful and fulfilling creative business. If you're ready to be inspired, encouraged, and equipped to build the art business of your dreams, then you're absolutely in the right place. Let's dive in to today's episode. Well, hey there, artist, and welcome to another episode of the Natalie Parker Studio Podcast. I've got a quick little power punch episode for you today that I've titled One Brick at a Time. Now, what I want to talk to you about is our superpower as creatives that can sometimes be a little bit of our kryptonite. And that is our ability to be powerhouses of ideas, all right? Creatives, we're never short of coming up with new ideas. We seem to have this boundless energy to want to try all these different things. You know, we can see, you know, the shiny object syndrome. We go and start a new painting, and while we're doing that, we get another idea for something else. So we'll jump to that one. And then in our business, you know, we might be doing originals, and then we see, oh, we can sell prints as well of this, or we can make cards, or maybe I could teach this in a workshop. And we just keep going and going with all these ideas, and I love it, and it's fantastic, and it is our absolute superpower. However, it can become our kryptonite, especially when we are starting out in our art business. Because what tends to happen is we come in with this same mindset of like, I need to do all of these things. So, and the reason I can talk about this is because I'm seeing this happen all the time. And we have a way that we deal with this, which is awesome. With students that come into the art business program, or even people who reach out to me who are starting their art business and they're not sure what to do. Because they're like, you know, now I've got all of these ideas I can go with. And then, you know, oh no, I've got to build my website, or I've got to sharpen that up, or I've got to get my Instagram going and my Facebook, and then I've got to go do an email list, but I really want to do this show opportunity that I've been interested in as well. And then there's a store that wants my work, and then I've put here in my notes, insert overwhelm, insert procrastination. Because as artists, when we have too much going on, too many ideas, we shut down. Okay, so this is a huge challenge, and it's a double whammy for artists, because building any successful art business, and I've talked about this in my free training if you haven't been through it, there are two things that you need. One, you need your creative talent. So that's your skills, right? The product that you're creating, that's something you're building, always developing, always refining. I don't believe personally that you ever end up landing on, like, your style gets refined, but you don't ever land on the thing that you're going to stick with for the rest of your life. If that was the case, as a creative, we would go mad, all right? That would just drive us nuts doing the same vanilla thing over and over again. So we're always working on that, you know, refining our style, improving our work, trying new things from the creative side. And then the second thing you need in your business is the business side. So there's so much to learn over there with sales, marketing, building an online audience, building an offline audience. Like I mentioned before, websites, social media, email marketing. The list can just go overwhelming. And so this is what happens. This is when artists come to me. They're like, nah, I want to start an art business. So I need to go and learn all of this stuff to improve my work. And then I need to go and learn all of this business stuff. And, you know, I know I need to do it all, but where do I start? And I get it. I absolutely get it. It's like learning anything new though, right? Even if you've never been in business, if you've never taken on, say, a new project or learning a new skill, the learning curve is sharp. So when you first come in, it's daunting. When I first started learning how to, this was back in, I think, 2020, learning how to sell online, how to do, create courses and memberships, oh my goodness, did I feel the overwhelm as well, Okay, with this, I didn't know where to start. The way I reduced my overwhelm was going and doing courses from people who were already there, and they walked me through the progress. And I built my online system. I learned the new skill one brick at a time. Now, I'm not the most patient person, so that didn't really float my boat. So you might be thinking, oh, Nat, but I can do it all. You know, I need to do it all. The faster I put everything into place right now, the faster my business will grow. But I've seen it go the other way. Because here's what tends to happen, and I had a great analogy from my mentor, James Wedmore, about this. When we build more than one brick at a time, or he likes to call it building one bridge. Okay, so think of you're building a bridge from point A to point B. You know, you're wanting to build a bridge so you can walk across it and arrive at your destination. So your destination might be that you're building your original painting sales. Okay, now what tends to happen is artists will start doing original paintings. And go, oh, quickly, but what about prints? Because prints are a lower price, so they'll probably be easier to sell. So then they get sidetracked, and then they go and do prints. And then they're like, oh, this is really cool as well. I can go and do cards from this. And then they go off in the cards. And they never actually build the bridge from point A to B. So, like, they haven't really finished their collection of the originals, or they haven't started selling any originals even, or getting some, you know, consistent sales coming through. So then they've gone and reinvested in prints, which have an outlay depending on how you're doing it, whether you're drop shipping or whatever. But there's your time and investment, so they're working on prints. And then they've jumped over to cards, and there's just this like half-baked stuff going on. Now we think, say for instance, you've got two things going on, right? Like your originals and your prints. We're like, I'm going to spend 50% of my energy working on originals and 50% on prints. That's how we think the math works. But the reality is you lose about 20% of your energy jumping from one task to the other. I want you to think it like, I'll use CrossFit as an example. My husband and I used to do CrossFit. Well, he still does it at the moment. But anyway, with CrossFit, right? There's two components. There's the cardio, so like often you'll be like doing on like the rower, or you'll be doing crazy running sprints, which I actually quite like because I quite like the running anyway, but you do running, and then you'll come back and you switch gears into doing strength training, okay, so you might be doing some lifts and stuff. Now, the energy that it takes to go from doing something really like running, which you can kind of, those of you who've done running, especially if you've done like marathon running, you kind of get into this rhythm and this flow and your body adjusts. When you stop, so if you see people stop at lights who are runners, right, and you see them at traffic lights and they're still running and you look at them like they're Fruit Loops, like I used to be like, why don't you just stop and rest? There's a reason, because it is harder to get going again when you stop. It's the same when you're doing two different things, okay? You're going from one mindset, one flow in your studio, working on your originals. Hang on, I've got to go and develop my prints. And you're like, oh, there's this process of coming out of one task into the other, and you actually lose energy. So this is where the build one brick or build one bridge at a time concept comes from. So I know that it may not be the best news for you. You don't have to do it my way. Look, if you want to go juggle multiple tasks, 100% go and do it. But I have found that doing one income generating idea, so learning how to do your originals, launch them, get sales, and then move on to the next one, is going to give you more stability in your business, because you want to make sure that something is producing the income. So if you focus solely on, I'm just using the originals as an example, but building collections, getting consistent sales coming through from your originals, what that then does is it then gives you financial freedom, because you have an income coming in from your sales, which you can then go and use to invest into starting up your prints. Okay, what you need to do for those, like getting photography and all the other costs that come with that as well. As well as that, you, as creatives, when we have that finance coming through, we can be more creative and not be in that sort of feast and famine mode. Okay, so the other thing I want you to think about as well is there are so many different things when it comes to building one income stream or one bridge at a time. So building originals or selling originals, there are so many other components that go to that. Okay, so with your originals, there are different ways you can sell them. So you can be selling online, offline, art shows, markets, all these different things. So this is where I personally started in my business for a long time. I didn't start to sell prints for ages. I only did originals, but I had so much to learn when I was going and doing things like group shows, solo shows, the New Zealand art show. I was teaching myself while I was doing those originals how to do my email marketing, how to do Facebook, how to do Instagram. And once I was comfortable with that, then I introduced a new income stream. So I'm not saying that you can't have multiple income streams or multiple bridges in your business, because if you've listened to any of my training, I highly encourage you to have multiple income streams in your business, because it's going to give you financial stability and allow you to weather the storms and seasons. So sometimes originals will do really well at different times of the year. Sometimes your print sales, a lower price item, especially and what we're going through now, lower price items are doing really well. So you might want to introduce that. Then when the sales of the art isn't coming in, you can be doing other things, like some of you are doing workshops or teaching, or you might have wholesale agreements where you're selling your cards and prints. All these other different income streams come in. So I started with one and I mastered that, and then I added others. So today, 10 years later, in my business, I have 7 different income streams coming in. So my goal is every year to introduce 1 or 2 new bridges, okay? 1 or 2 new income streams. I don't try to do it all at once. When people come in and they look at myself or they look at other artists and they're like, man, they're doing everything. They've got commissions, original prints, selling online, offline, doing all that. It didn't all happen at once, okay? That leads to absolute overwhelm. So I want you to pick one bridge that you can focus on and do it really well and master it. And then once that is bringing in some income for you, then go and add your next bridge or your next income stream or your next creative project. I'm not telling you to not do all those creative projects. I would never do that, because that will shut you down as an artist. So too many bridges, you're going to spread yourself thin, you're not going to have the focus, and you're not going to be able to measure the success. One bridge, do it well, measure the success, master it, get the income coming from it, which will give you freedom, peace, clarity, finances to reinvest into bridge number 2, and then build it. And slowly over time, you're going to build a profitable business, art business, with multiple income streams coming in. One bridge at a time, lovelies. I hope that has helped you, encouraged you, helped reduce that overwhelm if you're just starting in your business. If you want more help building your art business, if you want to come and join our community, I am taking free consult 15-minute chat calls with me at the moment. So if you want to talk through your business and where you're going, I'm going to put a link below. You can come and book a call with me and we'll see how we can help you out. But if you've loved this episode, take a screenshot, tag me in at Natalie Parker Studio, and I will be back here next week with another episode to encourage, to inspire, and to equip you to build the art business of your dreams. Talk soon. Bye.